Avram. Yosevit says, Mal Yedidi Bebosi Bebesi. Then V'yivni Yedid, let Shlem HaMelech come and build the Beis HaMikdash, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. Tehsiv Ma Yedidus Mishkanasecho. Li Yedidi Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he should build the Beis HaMikdash Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehsiv, it says, Hashira No Li Yedidi. I'll sing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chelko Asher Yedid, in the portion of your beloved one, Zeh Binyamin. Goes on the portion of Binyamin. Shenemrit says, Le Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levetach Olav. That the Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem, so let the Beis Hamikdash be built in the land of the Beloved One. And the Yischapru by Yedidim Elu Yisrael, that there should be a Chapor for Klal Yisrael. The Sivir says, Nosati es Yedidus Nafshi Bekaf Oyveho. And then he said further that, Yovoy Toiv, let good come. V'yikabu Toiv, let it accept the good. Mitu from the good, Lutovim for the good people. What does it mean to say, they assume that he was good, that goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. Let him accept the Toiv Zu Torah. Let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from good. Let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give it L'Toivim Elu Yisrael. Let him give it back to the Toivim, the Klai Yisrael, the Siv, Heitivu Hashem L'Toivim. Another thing he said was, Yovoy Zeh V'yekabul Zeis Mizeh L'Yam Zu. Means Yovoy Zeh Zeh Moshe, let Moshe come, the Siv, Ki Zeh Moshe Ish. V'yekabul Zeis Zu HaTorah, that's the Torah, the Siv, it says, V'zeis HaTorah Shashem Moshe. Mizeh means Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Siv, Zekelu V'yan Veyu. L'Yam Zu, Elu Yisrael, Shenemet says, Amzu Kanisi. Skitzi is a place of word, play of words, the way they gave him Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok says like this, that B'shor Shekor of Beis HaMikdash, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li Avrom Shoyoyim in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avrom Avinu that was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Omer Lois, he said to him, Mal Yedidi V'Beisi, what are you Avrom Avinu doing in the Beis HaMikdash now? Omer Lois, Avrom said, Dakaliski Bonai Bosa, came to protect my children, Klal Yisrael. O Malois Hashem said Avram Avinu Bnecha Chotu, Yiklai Yisrael did Chatoyim, the Golu, they deserve to go into exile now. O Malois Avram said back, but maybe Shema B'Shoygi Chotu, maybe they did the Chet B'Shoygi, only by mistake. O Malois Hashem said back when the apostle says, Yimiyo, Asoy Samazim Oso, they did it B'Mazim, they did it willingly, they did it B'Mazim, they did Chatoyim. O Malois, still Avram Avinu said, Shema Miyutam Chotu, maybe only a few of Klai Yisrael did the Chet, not the majority. Oh, my Lord, he said back, no, Harabim Hoyu Lecho. There were a lot of them. So, my Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, no, Harabim Hoyu. There were a lot. So, Harabim, no, there were Harabim that did the Chet. So, Avraham Avinu still tying it back and said, Hoyu Lecho Lizcho Bris Milom. You should remember the Bris, the Schus Bris, the Bris Milom. The Schus, the Bris, which you have, you should have saved them. Oh, my Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, no, Ubisar Kurdish Yavru Milecho. They stopped making a bris milo. Christ saw at that time, Ashatach Ruben Abayis stopped having a bris milo. Oh, Malois Avram Avinu sets back still. Shem imhem tanto lehem hoyechoysim b'tshuva. Maybe he would have given them more time. Maybe they would have done tshuva. He should have waited, not bring the churban so fast. Oh, Malois Hashem said back, no, ki rasicho oz taluzi. That no, the mamish, their ra was coming terribly, that they wouldn't have done tshuva. They're making fun of Hashem already. So, miyad right away, when Avraham Avinu saw it was a lost case, he said, niyach yodoy al roishoy. Avraham Avinu put his hand on top of his head. Voyitzoyak ulboich, he started to cry and scream. For Yomer, and he started like this. Shem ochas v'sholom ein lem takono. Maybe chas v'sholom, there's no more hope for Klai Yisrael. Like maybe they'll be destroyed completely. His Yotis Abasko Vyomer Loya Basko came out in the Shemayim and told Avram and said no. Zayas Ranon Yofo Pri Toyar, that Korah Hashem Shemecha, that Hashem's name like Klai Yisrael's Doima to a Zayas Ranon, to an olive tree. Like this, Ma Zayas, just like an olive tree, Zuach Risa B'Soifoy, that when does it give off good pears at the end? First the pears are bitter. You first have good fruits of the olive tree, the older the tree becomes. is Af Yisroel Ach Rison B'Soifon, the same thing cry Yisroel. At the end, there'll still be hope, because even though there's going to be a Churban now, but there'll still be hope for cry Yisroel. There'll come a Soif, there'll come a Zaman, when they will be Ma'aseh B'Tshuva. Now the Gemara dashes another Pasuk in Yom Yod that says, L'Kol HaMonu, to the voice of the Tumul, K'doy L'Heitzis Eishol Lehel, that Kosh Baruch Hu brought down fire upon it, for rolled Al Yosef, and its branches like broke down. Is Omer Rabbi Chinan no bar Papa, L'Kol Milayin Shal Meraglim, when Kosh Baruch Hu heard the voices of the Meraglim, when he heard them complaining, when they came back from spying out Eretz Yisrael, and they said how bad it was, how strong it was, that they can't fight, Nis Roiru Dol Yosef Shal Yisrael, that's when Klai Yisrael lost the Koiches, that's when Klai was taken away, the strength from Klai Yisrael. The Meraglim at that time said terrible things. And the Pasuk says, Ki chazaku mimenu, said that they're stronger than us. So Al tikri mimenu, they didn't mean just to say they're stronger from us. The Meraglim did not mean to say that the giants in Eretz Israel were stronger than us, but rather Elim mimenu kevayochel. They meant to say they're even stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'afilu balabayis en yochel oitzi kelev misham. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take out his kelim from Eretz Yisrael. That's how bad the Meraglim spoke. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that, that's what took away the Rashi says, like Kolaymar, Nishpa Goy Nuzum, that broke the strength of Klai Yisrael. On this Maskev Lo Rabbi Chia Rabbi Chinano, Hai Lekel HaMoylo Kidoylo, why does it say Hashem heard to the big tumult? Lekel Mila Miboli, heard the words, not just Amat Tumul. It was just the words of the Meraglim that he heard over. Rather, Elo, rather, Omol HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeAvram. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kolecha Shomati V'Chomalti Aleihem, that I heard your voice, and I had Rachmanis upon Klai Yisrael. Ani Yomati, I thought to say, Yishtabdu B'Abba Malchiyos, Kolachas V'Yachas Kishir Abba Malchiyos. I wanted to put Klai Yisrael into the four different Malchiyos. Each one of them should have been the shear as long as the four Malchiyos together. But Hashtub, but now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the words of Avraham Avinu crying, is Kochad V'Chad Maida Posiklei. He only like gave over one quarter, like each Malchiyos only had its time, the way we went through, and not to have all four of them together, the length of each one of them. V'ikad the army, some say, Ani Yomati B'Zeachazir. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the four Malchiyos should come one after another. Klai Yisrael should directly go from one Chibud to another one, straight, without a break in between. Achshov B'Vasachas. Rashi says, B'Zeachazir means every arbor should have been four different lengths. V'Yachshov now B'Vasachas, Devi Kulu Achat Shur, it's all one shear. L'Shei Mefuzorim, Mitzosim, Meshibodim, L'Bovel, L'Mitzosim, L'Yovin, L'Mitzosim, L'Pras, but it was like a spread out, part here, part there, part there, but it was only one big shear altogether, one big length altogether. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lomo Nimshlu Yisrael Lezayis, why is Klai so diamond to an olive tree? Loimelov comes to teach us, Maz Zayis just like an olive tree, and olive Noishrin, its leaves do not fall off. Loibi Maisa Chamav, Loibi Maisa Kishamim, not in the summer, not in the winter. Is Af Yisrael the same thing with Klai Yisrael? Ein lehem b'teilu olamis. There'll never be an end to Klai Yisrael. Lo b'yelo mazev, lo b'yelo mabo. There'll never be a destruction of Klai Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael will always be a Klai Yisrael both in this world and in olam habo. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan lo manim shlo Yisrael zayis. How come Klai Yisrael is doing matua zayis to an olive tree? The pasuk says zayis ran in yofa. That loymala comes to teach us. Maz Zayis, just like an olive tree, and a moitzi sham no yelei de ketisa. You only get out the good stuff, the oil out of the olives only come every after you bang on it a lot. You have to work hard on the tree to get the olive, to get the oil out. Is Af Yisrael, and choizrin lamut tevela ayde yisurim. Klaisel is only choizrin to do tshuva ayde yisurim. That's the purpose why Hashem gives us yisurim. Hashem gives us punishment for one purpose, to make us do tshuva. Klai Yisrael needs Yisurim to make them do tshuva. Now, it's the kids, so this was the Agarato that they prayed to start off with. And this is where Rebbe Ezra answered them back. This is the way they start off to clear off his mind. Now it says the Mishra Meir Oimer, Hasor, how do we make the sourdough? How do we let the dough start to ferment? Is Boidullah Mitoicha, from the amount of Yisroel you have in there, from its Yisroel itself, you would start to make it become sourdough. So Mor says, the other sheet there was no, take a piece of sourdough from another place and put it into the Yisroel here. So the Chums, the Rebbe Meir said back, no, that you'll have a chaser in Yisroel, you'll have too much, you won't have a right of measurement. So Mor asks the question now, my chaser or Yisroel? What does it mean to say you'll have too little or too more, too much? Omer Rav Chisda, Isas Hasor Ova. If the dough of the sourdough you took is very thick, Nimses Yisera, you're going to have more than you're supposed to have. Midas Yisoren Rako, but let's say it's soft, then Nimses Chaser, you're missing out. So Yisoki Kokayel Yisoren Kokayel. So again, the shaila was, he said that, again, if the sor is a sasor over, if it will be a thick dough, then nimses yisera, you're going to have too much. A very thick means very close together, so you're going to have more flour than you would have had if it wouldn't have been dough. And yisera, midas yisera, you're going to make it too much. Raka, if the new sourdough is going to be very loose, nimses chasera, you're going to have a little bit too less. So that's why you can't measure by first taking some sourdough and then putting it in there and now eat on the rest with flour. The Gemara says, why? Soif, let's see, ki kokayel yisoron kokayel. Anyway, what you're measuring right now is, you're only measuring any yisoron of flour, that's all, so what's the problem? The Gemara says like this, Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Yom Tavayu, lekemoi shein hoysa misharina. No, you always have to be misharina, how it was at the beginning when it was flour. You can't just put it in right now. If you have sourdough already, I mean, it's mixed up with the water, with the oil already, it's not in its form of flour. When we have to measure out the yisoron, the yisoron has to be a complete yisoron, a flour by itself, the way it was before. So therefore, if you have to take a piece of sourdough from someplace else and bring it in here, you can't have the exact measurement of an yisoron of flour. So Mar still asks the question, why not? Velishko purta mine. In other words, first, true, according to everybody, let's measure off an yisoron of flour. And now we'll take off some of this flour. V'lechamtzeh mavroi, we'll make it outside, we'll make it become chametz, we'll make it become sourdough. Let it start to rise, ferment a little bit, this dough. Then you put it back into the rest of the dough. That's the way you make it rise. So what's the problem? According to everybody, you should do it this way. First, measure off a gesunt yisoron of flour. You'll have the yisoron of flour. And then take off a little bit and make it into sourdough. And then throw it back in again and make the rest become chametz. We're going now in the chalas of toida that it's supposed to be chametz. So Mora says, no, gzera to gzera, do ma'osi l'suyi miyama. If you do like that, if you first measure it, and you take it off and bring it back again, when you bring it back again, you may not bring back the same one. You may take it from other places. And again, you won't have the exact measurement. So that's where Chomam argue against Rav Meir. It's not a neitzah. That boy to lem... I mean, that's the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda doesn't make this gzera. Rav Yehuda does know it's good. His lashon was, if you make this stuff all together, it's not min ha-muvchor. That's it means to say that take the sor means first measure, take out some, make it into sourdough, and then bring it back again. That's a beauty shita. Like Rav Meir doesn't like this because there's a gzera, maybe you come and bring some meyalma. So Tana Rabbonin, ein machmitzim betapuchim, and now let him make it chomitz with apple juice. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So at the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.